the vision of a friend of God.
And so we're blessed to have a friend of God, Sheikh Noor, who also interpreted Quran directly in his words. And I thought it would be nice, we can share the readings after with the session. We can just pick one from every section. Maybe I'll read the Fatiha and ask someone else to read the original source, something like that. The direct path. So this is the first chapter, the Fatiha, prayer of the Fatiha. My beloved Muhammad, please inspire my precious human beings to affirm with their entire being the majestic name, Allah Most High, who is the ultimate source now speaking through you as tender mercy and sublime love. Please teach humanity to pray this way. Spontaneous praise arising from the hearts and minds of all beings flows toward Allah alone, the ever-present source and goal of being, who sustains and cherishes every being, the source of love who overflows constantly with compassion and forgiveness. The Supreme Source draws all conscious beings to their day of truth, their homecoming into the radiance of Allah. To Allah alone, as the source of being, can living beings truly offer their entire being. From Allah alone, as the source of power and love, can true strength and guidance be received. Most precious Allah, you alone teach human beings to turn consciously toward their own true source. This is the direct path of Islam, revealed through all the prophets and courageously taken by the lovers of love, who follow the call of love directly to the source of love. This is not one of the mundane paths that wander through creation, taken by those who heedlessly turn away from the source of creation. Well, that's the Fatiha. Okay. Good. So, Amina, do you want to read the original source, this page 59? So,
the original source. My cherished human beings who long to become truly human, turn your lives towards Allah alone, the source of power who emanates you and all beings that ever existed before you. This conscious turning towards your own true source is the way to learn purity of heart and compassionate action. Turn ceaselessly towards Allah Most High, whose power presents you this green planet as resting place, and this brilliant tent of stars as inspiration, whose mercy descends as sweet rain to create the earthly fruits you need for sustenance. Never resort to magic or cosmic forces you instinctively know to be secondary, but rely for spiritual strength on the original source alone. If you doubt the authenticity of these divine words spoken by the ultimate source, through my devoted servant Muhammad, then try to compose words like them and find impartial witnesses who will confirm your words to be of equal value. You will certainly not succeed. If you continue to deny that the source of wisdom communicates directly with humanity through the prophets, allowing such negation to grow deep within you, then during the sleep of death, divine splendor must appear as consuming fire to burn your negativity away. My beloved messenger, please bring joyous news to those whose whole lives affirm love through constant compassion and purity of heart, that they will awaken immediately from the sleep of death into the direct presence of Allah, experienced as mystical gardens of paradise that flow with rivers of peace. The fruits of earthly life are then understood to be reflections of the fruits of paradise. The delight known here between friends and lovers will there be brought to perfect purity and fullness. There the ones who live for love will live forever.
Amen. Beautiful. So, Fatiha.
Salli Allah, Sayyidina. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
There's such a tenderness and a sweetness in those words, and a power too. It's not just a sweet, it's also powerful and direct, but somehow it becomes alive, almost like alive, like the original language is alive in itself, and that we hear and reverberate with and resonate, and it changes our being. And so these words also, they have the capacity of transmission and transformation. I mean, reading the Quran as we do is wonderful, there's no question, but it's... this is another level. This is the mystic level. So, and that's what we're called to, the mystic level. And it's so much sweeter. It's said that there's in the time when the souls will enter finally the paradise gardens, they will hear a sound that is so sweet and enchanting, and they won't know what it is. And it will be each prophet reading from their book. It said their book of revelation. But it will be so much more cherishing and beautiful than even what they, you know, read on earth or could hear or absorb of that book on earth. It will truly be Allah's own love song to the soul. These are the great love song to our soul, so inshallah. And yet that's why we have to be also very careful when we have an Ibn Arabi interpreting. It's so different from a scholar. And again, not the scholars are magnificent in that they actually completed translations that we can read, but that's just, you know, one level. Alhamdulillah.